The healthcare bill that President Obama signed into law today, how is that going to mesh with California and Los Angeles and programs and laws that we have here? What's the effect going to be on California?
There are, I guess, a couple of things that may stand out about California. And one is just our large population, the numbers of insured, the number of people we have with chronic conditions or illnesses that keep them from getting insured, and the undocumented population. And so the laws may both benefit California in some ways, but also mute some of that benefit because of that population and that diversity. The way in which it can help, right now we do have a lot of people who are being excluded from insurance coverage. Anything that helps make insurance more affordable and can require insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions would definitely help.
How will the bill affect or not affect California's large undocumented population, and how will that affect how these reforms are played out in California?
You know, that was one of the big controversial issues. So they basically just left the undocumented population out of this bill. And currently our laws preclude many of those, including those here legally, from accessing public benefits. So this reform didn't really do anything to address that. We need to do something about it, and hopefully when we turn to immigration reform, something can be done as part of the immigration reform package to address that issue. That we haven't really addressed making sure that they can get access to insurance that would help keep healthcare costs down over the long haul.
And now, looking at reproductive health, will this bill affect California insurance in the protections and the coverage that it already offers regarding reproductive health?
One of the big goals of this bill was to preserve the status quo, which prohibits federal funding from being used to subsidize abortions except where necessary to save a life. This has been the case for years. California has always had more protective constitutional and statutory rights for reproductive health. So California has always been doing its own thing. So nothing in the bill undermines California's ability to do that.
We're here based at a university looking at these reforms from the point of view of a young person graduating. How will this affect that segment of the population?
Well, they should love this because this basically says that you can stay in your parents' insurance until age 26. And so to the extent that this has helped make it easier for the parents to get insurance if they were having trouble before, by extension, it also means that it is extending the period of coverage that students can have up to age 26 through, you know, kind of young adulthood. Everybody agrees that that's one of the clear and immediate benefits from the reform.
Brietta Clark, Loyola Law School, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.